Psalm 23 starts like this: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in what? You've heard this before. You've heard that before? Oh, okay, all right. Hey, you know what that tells us? He cares. The good shepherd cares. Oh, that's why you knew it. It was up on the screen. Shepherding practices around the time of David, we think David wrote Psalm 23 all the way up to the time of Jesus, were very prescribed and exact. Shepherds did some very direct things with their sheep. This is what they did. They'd wake them up or get them going at about 4 in the morning and have them graze all the way to about 10 in the morning. And then they would have 3 or 4 hours to nap in those green pastures. Sounds like a good life, doesn't it? Sounds pretty good, yeah? But the shepherd was very intentional about how he cared for his sheep. Taking the sheep to rougher grass first, and then when it got to about 9 or 10 o'clock, then the sweeter grass, then when they're full and their bellies are at their biggest, they just fall on over and take that nap for 3 or 4 hours. The sheep knew that they were cared by their shepherd. My friends, that's the way God cares for you. He knows the very best things to provide for your life. He knows when to move you to better places. He knows how to motivate you, to take you to where you need to be. But it's better than that. It's better than that. We have a shepherd that gives us attention. This is found in verse 3. It says this: "He restores my soul." I'll just stop there. He restores my soul. You know, with these sheep and with their shepherd, they go through very prescribed practices. And one of the routines that they go through that I read about this last week that I'd never heard before is in ancient shepherding, the sheep had very specific places in which they grazed and numbering systems that the sheep just kept track of, and how they were lined up, and the shepherd was keeping track of them. But through that morning routine from 4 to 10 a.m., each sheep would come over and have private time with their shepherd. So in other words, the shepherd would scratch under the chin and rub the nose of the sheep and scratch behind the ears, and the sheep would reciprocate, rub his body against the shepherd's leg and whisper some sweet baas back to the shepherd. The sheep had the attention of the shepherd. That restores their soul. What David is talking about here is that's the kind of shepherd that you have in Jesus. He knows you. He gives you his attention. And he wants to be with you on a one-on-one basis. But it's better than that. Psalm 23 goes along, and you know it well. It gets us to a point in verses 4 in which it talks about this valley of the shadow of death. I do want to read that verse here. It says this: "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Most scholars think that when David was writing the Valley of the Shadow of Death, that he had a very specific place in mind. That place being a location just south of the city of Jericho, a place that we think is from the path of Jerusalem to the Dead Sea. It's in that location that there is a very significant valley that runs about 4.5 miles in length. The sides of that valley stretches out 1,000 feet up into the air, and the walkway at the bottom of that valley is just about 12 feet in width. It's a rocky path. It's a difficult place to journey. And so when David is talking about this, he's saying the shepherd uses his staff to give encouragement and confidence to the sheep so that they can take the next step. And there, it's also thought that there were wild dogs in this valley that would come out and grab the sheep as they might come. And the shepherd is defending him, defending the sheep with his rod. Protected. The shepherd protects. My friends, this is what God does for you in your life. We have valleys, spiritual, emotional, physical. Death is a valley. God pledges his 100% protection for you in whatever valley you face. But it's better than that. In verse 6, it talks about a shepherd that blesses. I'll just read that here, the verses that I want to just the words that I want to reference. Actually, verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You prepare. It's also noted that shepherds, when they took their sheep out, they would make sure that they'd comb the area of the pasture to make sure to get rid of any nauseous or any weeds that would threaten life, poisonous weeds. The practice in the Middle East is to pull those weeds out and place them down onto rocks so that they dry out. Then after a day, those weeds would and those poisonous plants would be burned in a fire. And only then, when all that work had been done, only then would the sheep be able to go into the green pasture. But once they got there, they could live carefree with not a thought of difficulty in their minds and get ready for that wonderful nap that they'd have in the afternoon. Aren't you relaxed?